Our sixth finalist is Elisa Doe from the Department of Psychology. Elisa's presentation is titled, You Are Your Home, The Power of Queer Embodiment.
You are your home. You are your home. As we move through this world, we often forget what it means to exist in the bodies that we have. And in many ways, our bodies are intrinsically tied to the identities that we hold. As I speak to you today, I'm aware of my identity as a person of color, as a queer person, and as a woman. I'm aware that it's through this body that I express myself in how I dress and how I move. I'm also aware that it's through this body that I'll be perceived a certain way. Our bodies are how we connect with this world. So how do we feel safe and confident in our bodies? How do we feel truly at home in our bodies? For queer people specifically, our bodies and our sexuality are targets of stigma and discrimination. And over time, the societal stigma can lead queer people to disconnect their body from their sense of self, as to not associate themselves with the negative meanings of living in a queer body. This is known as disembodiment. And as you can imagine, the feeling of being dissociated or out of tune from your own body can be extremely harmful to someone's well-being, especially for young adults who are still developing their self-identity or confidence. My research looked at how community events can help queer youth heal from disembodiment. To do this, I surveyed queer youth every day throughout the Victoria and Vancouver Pride Festival last year. And at the end of both festivals, I collected 75 written responses about people's experiences and used a research method known as thematic analysis. This is a form of qualitative research that gives us a closer look into people's lived experiences through the themes or the patterns in what they said. So what did people say? Well, Pride is a time full of queer joy. A time where people can celebrate who they are by dressing however they want, dancing however they want, and witnessing other people do the same. Pride is a space where they can feel at home within themselves and within the community. And using this data, we can work with queer support services to find ways of incorporating more movement and physical expression into community events for queer youth, providing them with the opportunity for embodiment, not just at Pride, but in the community all year long. And as we face the current state of our world, where the stigma against not only queer people, but many other marginalized communities have been on the rise, it is ever more pressing that we continue to find ways to resist and create spaces that foster empowerment. Because after all, you are your home. Thank you.